Hello all and welcome to Lone Star episode 9. This week we did a top 100s list and yeah, we have 8 contestants left. One person dropped to Traviata, but we're just going to keep going and just still caught one person tonight and move on to our next theme and everything. Just keep the show going. And Gil Dragon is up first.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feeling disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Gil Dragon, starting off the night.
Oh my, with stuff.
Hurt.
Starting with hurt.
I know, this episode is depressing already.
It might get less depressing. Maybe like the country hits are depressing. We'll see.
So, Gil, I'm gonna go first just because
Just because I usually go first on Gil.
Usually, yeah, I feel like you do usually go first, so I will switch it up. Oh, goodness.
Oh, girl.
I guess, I really liked this at the end. I was a little iffy at the beginning. Like, it felt a little weird on the verse, and I was like, oh, where is this going? I don't know how much I like this. And then, as time went on, I started to really like it. Like, I thought your emotion built really nicely, so that was really good. There was a couple parts where it sounded almost too low for you. I guess that might make it seem like I'm giving you mixed signals, because I'm always like, I like when you sing low, but, like, there's obviously a place where it becomes too low, and there was, like, a couple of small parts in this where I felt like that. Overall, I thought this was a solid submission. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, there were a couple of, like, it wasn't a lot of really low spots, but this is, like, maybe two or three words. It wasn't like, oh, this entire section is a little too low. But yeah, it was just like the end of a couple of phrases sounded a little too low. I had like the same note about the first verse, and then like the choruses I really liked a lot. Like, but you sounded really like shaky. Like, not like vibrato shaky, just kind of like shaky, like, I don't know, like, emotional shaky? I don't know. It's, like, hard to explain, but your voice sounded, like, kind of shaky. And I was kind of like, huh. And it wasn't, like, your vibrato, because that's, like, a distinct type of sound. I kind of wish this had more, like, dynamics in it, because it was all very, like, one level. Like, the emotion built, but, like, you didn't really do any, like, I thought it would have been nice if you would have thrown some runs in, or, like, made some parts softer, or stuff, like, it was all at, like, the same level, so I was hoping you would have added more stuff, but, like, emotionally, this was pretty good, like, yeah, the choruses were my favorite part, and it was a good fit for your voice.
I loved the end a lot.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I liked that last note, it was nice.
Yeah, it was very, very good. So, good job, Gil. Russ is up next.
Double woo.
Yay!
Remember when I was young and so were you, and time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk, gave our hearts, made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when old ones died and new were born, and life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Remember when the sound of little feet was the music we danced to week to week, brought back the love we found, trust,
vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now looking back. It's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when we said when we turned gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when. Remember
Russ. Well, that was weird. You kind of cut out.
No.
You're cutting out.
I know.
So, I can't really hear you.
There you go.
You're back. All right, so what did you think of Rush?
It was the cop's fault. Okay. Ross, this is like a really, really good pick for you. I love the emotion. Like, I think you like took the note that we gave like last week about the emotion being kind of like drove it home here. It was like really, really nice emotion, and like your voice sounded really like soothing and like rich on the song. My only note really was when the background singers came in, they could have been a little lower because it kind of clashed with your main vocal like the first time they came in. The rest of the time, it was kind of loud, but it wasn't, like, drowning you out. Like, the first time the background vocal came in, it, like, drowned you out a little bit. I still think, like, it could have been lower a little, because it was just, like, there, and, like, yeah. And then you were there, too. It was like, they're both there. But other than that, it was, like, yeah, a really, really good song choice for you. So, yay!
Yeah, I loved this song choice for you. That was my first note, was, like, ooh, solid song choice. Like,
ew.
It just fit your voice really, really well, and it, like, worked for you. I, like, absolutely love what you do with it. I thought it was emotionally really beautiful. Yeah, I really don't have anything else to say. I agree with Valk on the, like, background singers. That was kind of weird. I feel like background singers and songs are always weird. Like, I don't even know why they put them there.
They're annoying, because, yeah, you have like lower the backtrack, and it's flat. Yeah, it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, it's stupid. So, let's see. I think that's all I have. I would really like your emotion. I think you really stepped up your game from last week.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Agree.
To see happen.
Woo.
So, awesome job. And
yay.
Will is up next.
Oh yeah.
Woo.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rollin' on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, Always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I knew I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I'd bet I'd move out over a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I'd want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Will.
All right.
This song is funny. I don't know why.
This song is really funny.
Yeah. Oh, I go. Okay.
Yeah, you're first.
I don't, like, this is another one I don't have much to say about. My only vocal note really was, like, the end of some of the, like, cry and me sounded too low for you. But, like, this was another one I think you stepped up your game for us because it sounded really, like, playful and, like, really, it was really funny. And, like, I really liked your voice on this. And, like, I know last week we gave you the note of, like, being kind of stiff and, like, that you didn't hear that at all. And in this, it sounded like, yeah, really playful and really fun. And it was nice to listen to. So... the end.
This was really fun. Yeah. I, like, love these kind of songs.
I know.
And I think you have a really good voice for these kind of songs.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that this was just, like, really, like, it just worked for you really well. I do agree that some parts seemed a little bit low. But it kind of worked. Like, you know when you hear these country songs and there's always those people that are, like, going way down here? It kind of almost sounded like it was, like, on purpose that he did that. So I really, really liked it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought this was really fun. I think you really know how to have a good time with your music, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Will knows
weird.
How to have a good time with his amigos.
Sounds kind of sexy.
It does sound kind of weird. I'm sorry, Will. That was not meant to be weird. Maddie's up next. I think we should move on.
Yay. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. I belong, West Virginia. take me home, country roads. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. In the morning hour she calls me, the radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road I get the feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mama, take me home, country roads, take me home, country roads, take me home, country roads.
Maddie.
Yay.
Maddie, this wasn't my favorite thing you've done.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be honest. I felt like it was kind of one level, like, emotionally for me. And, like, towards the end, there was, like, timing issues, it sounded like. Like, you sounded like you were either, like, a little early or a little behind. I don't know. Like, this just... I just felt like this was not your cleanest, like, not your, like, most polished work. And I felt that you didn't have enough energy. And, like, the song itself is just very repetitive. And so, like, because of that, I found it to, like, fall a little bit, like, just, like, not flat pitch-wise, but, like, energy-wise. It felt a little flat for me.
Dun, dun, dun. I think I like this a little more. Like, I thought the first, verse sounded kind of weird, but then, like, onward, I thought it was,
it was a little low,
good.
I think, in the first verse.
Yeah, it was a little low. And then, like, some of the, notes you were holding long, they sounded kind of, like, borderline shouty. I actually liked your, emotion, like, because it's such a one-level song, I kind of like that you kept it at one level. Yeah, I agree, like, it wasn't your best, but it's not, like, ugh, that was bad. Like, yeah, it was a...
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking it was bad. I mean, like, it wasn't... It just wasn't the best I've heard her do.
Yeah. It was middle of the road, I think.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't think it was bad. I just thought that, like, it wasn't her... The best thing I've heard her do.
Yeah.
Aria is up next.
Woo.